Kuizika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhla zimashumi mavili lantathu kuNcwabakazi 2017 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
We are not only looking at collecting money.
Sikhangele njalo ukuba leyo mali eyabe ibuthanisiwe isetshenziswa ngendlela elokuhlakanipha na. Kungakho sikhuthaza ukusebenzelana kwalabo abathenga amaphilisi ama-ARVs la.
Abe-National AIDS Council bathi sebedinga ezinye indlela zokudinga imali yokulwisana legciwane le-HIV.
Asivumelani nezinqumo ezaphuma lapho ezigoqela igama lalowo manyana ukuthi uzobizwa ngokuthi uyini, nabanye abantu ababamba iqhaza abayingxenye yaleyo yalowo manyana. Kunabantu esicabanga ukuthi ngeke usilungele ukuthi sibe yingxenye yabo.
So kuqhamuke ukungezwani kubandla le-People's Democratic Party phezu kokungena kumanyano wamabandla ezombusazwe phansi komthunzi we-MDC Alliance. Idale lephalamende lakwele-South Africa selinqolonge umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano balelo lizwe lamanye amazwe ukuthi azechasisa ukuthi kungani wavikela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ekubotshweni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abogatsha lwe-National AIDS Council bathi sebedinga ezinye indlela zokudinga imali ezasetshenziswa kunhlelo zokulwisana legciwane lengculaza ele-HIV. Kuvika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngesinye seziphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-NAC, uMnumzana Trust Govere, emhlanganweni wemfundiso lentatheli zindaba eziloba ngezempilakahle wokuhlaziya isimo senhlelo zikahulumende kwezegciwane lengculaza iZinaspi 3 ewetheleni ye-Holiday Inn eHarare. Lo mhlangano uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Ugovere uthi kumqoka ukuba ilizwe lizilungiselele ukwenqabela inkinga engaba khona lapho abakwamanye amazwe abasiza ngemali okwamanje bengamisa lolo sizo.
We are not only looking at collecting money, but we are also
sikhangele njalo ukuba leyo mali eyabe ibuthanisiwe isetshenziswa ngendlela elokuhlakanipha na. Kungakho sikhuthaza ukusebenzelana kwalabo abathenga amaphilisi ama-ARVs la kumbe abasisizayo kulolu hlangothi ukuba ihlanganiswe leyo mali sithenge ivelela kusikhwama sinye, hatshi ukuba yilowo nalowo wenza okwakhe.
Enye yale ntatheli zindaba ebikulo mhlangano uNkosana Dlamini uthi uvumelana lalo mbono.
Ya, le mbona kuyingozi kakhulu ukuthi umuntu ahlale ethembe isikhwama somunye umuntu owenelisa ukuthi kusasafuke eguqule ingqondo zakhe esesithi imali yakhe sefuna ukuyipha omunye umuntu. Mbona lelo kudinyathelo eliqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi inhlanganiso yobona ngezokumanaja i-AIDS lapha eZimbabwe idinge ezinye iindlela zokuthi ikhuphukise isikhwama leso esinceda abantu abaphila ngomkhuhlane wengculazi.
Kodwa uDlamini uthi kuzoba nzima uhlawulisa abaphila ngokuthengisa umthelo we-AIDS levy.
Awungeke waqonda umuntu osesitaladini ozithengisela amatamatisi akhe uthi ufuna ukuyimbijana kwemali yakhe abeyithengisa, akakwazi lokho. Ikanti kunzima njalo ukuthi uqhubeke ulandele umuntu lowo sithi ngeviki ephelileyo wangiphi imali engaka, kuli viki hlawula imali engaka. Le ngumqondo omuhle kodwa mbona ungeke wenzakala kalula. Ikanti lo hulumende njalo sinamkhangela ikakhulu le mali eningi ngakhona itholayo kwezinye inhlawulo, inhlawulo ezifana lokuthengisa amadayimani.
Abenaki bathi isilinganiso sokungamachumi amabili lane ekhulwini 24% semali abayibuthanisayo isetshenziswa ukuthenga amaphilisi ama-ARVs. Bathi isifiso sabo kuyikuba sikhuphuke lesi silinganiso semali esetshenziswa ukuthenga amaphilisi la anikezwa kulabo abaphila legciwane iye kusilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu 30% kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2018. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Sokuqhamuke ukungezwani kubandla le-People's Democratic Party, i-PDP, phezu kokungena kumanyano wamabandla ezombusazwe aphansi komanyano we-MDC Alliance. Womkhokheli webandla leli umnumzana Tendai Biti uthi akungenwe kumanyano lo ngoba iyo yodwa indlela engenza banqobe ibandla le-ZANU-PF. Kodwa enye inkokheli ithi akubuyelwe kuyokhangelisiswa okunenginengi kumanyano lo okubalisa igama lawo elithi MDC Alliance. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele sikhulumele isebandla leli umnumzana George Mkwanazi ukuze sizwe okunengi.
Ibandla le-PDP lathuma abantu ukuthi bayoxoxisana lalabo abafuna ukuthi kubunjwe umanyano. Kodwa ke okutholakalayo ukuthi asivumelani nezinqumo ezaphuma lapho ezigoqela igama lalowo manyano ukuthi uzobizwa ngokuthi uyini. Nabanye babantu ababambe iqhaza abayingxenye leyo yalowo manyano, kunabantu sicabanga ukuthi ngeke kusilungele ukuthi sibe yingxenye yabo. Kanti ke futhi asivumelani kahle ngokwabelana kwezigaba ezizomelwa ePhalamende. Kungakho ke besisadinga ukuthi kuxoxiswane ukuze kuvuthwe kufike lapho singavumelana khona. Kodwa kusuke kube sengathi sekuthethwa isinqumo sokugcina singakaze thina sisuthiseke ngomphumela walezo ngxoxo.
Kulembiko esiyizwayo ethi yona kungabe kulokwehlukana ingqondo phakathi kukamongameli webandla umnumzana Tendai Biti lenye inkokheli ebalisa wena, kungakho liqiniso yini lo?
Hayi cha, akulona iqiniso lokho. Okukhona ukuthi amalunga ebandla le-PDP amanengi abalandeli baleli bandla abasuthiseki ngendlela labo abahamba babamela bethunywe ukukhulumela ibandla ukuthi ixoxisane nala afuna ukungena kumanyano. Lokho abaphume lakho yikho abangasuthiseki ngakho. Akukho ukuthi uzibani banyana nozibani banyana yibo abangezwaniyo. Okukhona ukuthi uZulu Makhaza cishe wonke izwe lonke jikelele abasuthiseki ngendlela abakhokheli bayo abamele ibandla ngalo kulezo ngxoxo. Bahambe lapho baphuma belambatha bengaphethe lutho, kwathi namabandla amancane azwayo kune-PDP amancane amanye akhona anemember eyodwa aphume lapho ephethe izihlalo eziningi ukudlula ibandla le-PDP.
Umnumzana George Mkhwanazi yisikhulumeli sebandla le-People's Democratic Party ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele-South Africa. Idale lePhalamende lakwele-South Africa selinqolonge umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwalelo lizwe lamanye amazwe unkosikazi Maite Nkwana Mashabane ukuthi aze kuma phambi kwalo achasise ukuthi kungani wavikela unkosikazi Grace Mgabe ekubotshweni ayebhekane lakho phezu kwecala lokutshaya omunye untombazana ayemthole elamadodana akhe uGabriela Angels. Isinqumo sokubiza uNkwana Mashabane lesi sithethwe ngamalunga ekomiti yedale lePhalamende ebona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe i-International Relations namuhla. Yena uMashabane utshele intatheli zindaba laye namhla ukuthi isinqumo sokuvikela unkosikazi Mgabe phansi komthetho we-diplomatic immunity. Kasithathanga kalula njalo lanamhla lokho usazidla ingqondo ngaso. Ngakolunye uhlangothi inhlanganiso emela uMamangala u-Angels i-AfriForum isikhweze udaba lwayo emthethanindaba iphikisa ukuvikelwa kukankosikazi Mgabe. Isithi uMashabane waphambanisa njalo ithi unkosikazi Mgabe kumele ajeziswe ngesenzo sakhe. Sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Dini Zulu Macaphulana ukuhlaziya lolu daba.
Khonaphana okwenzakeleyo kukabili, ikhona immunity umuntu ayiphiwa ngumthetho okuconstitution yelizwe yalo semthethweni womhlaba, international law. Kube sokusiba khona i-immunity, political immunity, umuntu ayiphiwa ngendaba zopolitics. Ngibona ingani mina i-immunity ephiwe uGrace Mgabe ingabe ingasoyo umthetho womhlaba jikelele nje, kodwa ihambelana kakhulu ne-immunity etholakala ngepolitics ukuthi imizansi layo sibhekele ukuthi singamjezisa kuza kwenzekani njengoba imzansi lela kithi kulobudlelwane. Ngakho okwenzakeleyo ngupolitiki, akwenzakala ngumthetho.
Unkosikazi Nkwana Mashaba yena ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba lamhlanje uthe isinqumo sokuxolela unkosikazi Mgabe kasithathanga kalula isinqumo alokhu ecabanga ngaso lalamhlanje. Singathi lokhu kuveza na ukuthi mhlawumbe uyazisola?
Hayi, ukuthi azisola sokuyincazelo yakhe, kodwa akula ngenye indlela okwakungenzakala ngayo. Engabe sokuyincazelo yakhe ukuthi hayi ngilimbona nginje ngibuhlungu, kodwa wayengeke asithathe isinqumo ngaphandle kwaleso nxa sesicabanga ngopolitiki singasacabangi ngomthetho womhlaba. Ngoba layo uGrace nxa esenza akwenzayo eqhubeka ngakwenzayo wakwenza elegunya lopolitiki nothe lomthetho. So esingathi kwenzakele nje kanti laphana kudlalwe ipolitiki phakathi kwemzansi la lo mbuso wakhe uMgabe. Bavikelene njengoba laba abantu abaphethe amandla emazweni wonke la bayavikelana. Njalo le nto ayiqali kanti uyakhumbula ukuthi uAl-Bashir wakhutshwa lapha kwathi uphunyukile kodwa ekhutshiwe.
Inhlanganiso ye-AfriForum yona ihambile emthethwandaba lamhlanje iphikisa ukuxolelwa kukankosikazi Mgabe lokhu. Ubona bephumelela na?
Singasabali ukuphumelela kwabo, sesingabheka futhi ukuyingenela kwabo yona le ndaba ukuthi mhlawumbe yibo abathela udaka endabeni adi icacile. Lesinqumo lesesithethweyo sokuthi bamkhulule uMgabe uGrace aphume, mhlawumbe besingasoze sithathwe nxa indaba ingangenelwa ngabe AfriForum. Ukungenela kwe-AfriForum kusuke kwadunga indaba, kwakhanya ingani le ndaba isithathelwe phezulu ngamabhuni alobandlululo. Osokusenza kube lula ebandleni elibusayo le-ANC ukuthi hayi nxa sokuyukuthi uMrs Mgabe useliswa ngamabhuni alobandlululo, kangcono simyekele ahambe ngoba naku ngeke kwenzekela ngelinye ilanga ukuthi inhlanganiso enjenge-ANC ivumelane lamabhuni alobandlululo. Lokungasoze kuqonde ngepolitiki zase-Afrika.
Umnumzana Dini Zulu Macaphulana ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kulife Talk lamhla kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum sixoxa ngodaba lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphatheke kuhlelo lokuhamba ngenyawo zizama ukuqoqa imali yokuveza ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu eZimbabwe kwelengilandi. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ise-Washington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe namafitshane. Abibutho lakwele Pakistan babikwa becatshulwe inkulumo kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump eyokwethesa ilizwe lelo umlando wokuthatha amabhiliyoni lamabhiliyoni amadola eMelika besiyancedisa amasoja abahlamuki alwisa kwele Afghanistan. womhlangano phakathi kwomcebiso omkhulu kamongameli weMelika endabeni zobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Jared Kushner. Labo gatsha olufanayo kweleGipite ugcine umiswa lelo lizwe likhonona ngokumiswa koncedo lweMelika kweleGipite. Esigabeni sezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje, uPraxedis Jeremiah uxoxa lonkosikazi Beatrice Sihle Khumalo, yena oseleminyaka ethile esuke eZimbabwe ethuthela kweleBhilitane lapho asehlala khona ekhulisa abantwabakhe khonale.
Mimi igama lami nginguBrunette Beatrice Sihle Khumalo. Ngithuthe ngibuya e-United Kingdom ngo-2003. Isizathu sami ngabuya ngisiya esikolo. I did a Masters in Media Communications and Technology at Brunel University yase-West London. Kodwa-ke ukuqeda kwami isikolo angisaphindelanga ekhaya. Ngisuke ngadinga umsebenzi, ngathola umsebenzi wokuba ngu-lecturer lapha e-London.
Uthuthe nabantwana?
Abantwana ngike ngabatshiya ngikhaya ngesikhathi ngisesikolo, kodwa ngithe ngiqeda isikolo ngo-2005 ngase ngithatha abantwana. Sengithola umsebenzi wokusebenza full time unginika imvumo yokuhlala lapha e-United Kingdom.
Kunzima kumbe kulula okungakanani ukukhulisa abantwana nxa usemazweni?
Akuchiphanga ngoba, one, akumelanga sithiye abantwana bebodwa. Two, akula lo uzasale ukugcinela abantwana wena usemsebenzini. Three, umumo wezakhamizi zakhona kawuthokozisisi kanjalo i-behavior zabantwana, zabantu abadala, uphunguba yingxabangxoza. Okutsho ukuthi kube kunzima ukukhulisa abantwana ngenxa yokuthi kwakumele ngiye esikolo ngisiyafundisa then ngoba ngilecturer. Kwakumele futhi ngifunde ntambama ngoba kwakumele ngengezele imfundo yami ukuthi i-British education system inga-accepte njengomfundisi wabantu ababo. So kwakulobunzima bokuthi abantwana bengasuka esikolo, umntana nami omdala wayengani semkhulu ugugu, kwakumele ekhangele uzibusiso. Kodwa-ke ngabantwana at the end of the day.
Akulabo sisi bomsebenzi?
Hayi, akula sisi bomsebenzi. Wena kumele ubhalanse ukuwatsha, uku-ayina, ukupheka, ukugcina labo bantwana, lokubhalansa usiyabathiya isikolo nokubona ukuthi nxa sebetshayisile benga. So yibo ubunzima obukhulu obuku-diaspora nxa kulabantwana. And lokuthi abantwana bengaba labangani, inhlonipho zakhona le-behavior management iyahlupha England.
Kulokunye okwenzayo abemuli okhangelane lakho?
Ngiyakhanuka ukuba ngisekhaya, njalo ngilesifiso sokubona kusiba lenguquko yezinto okwenzela ukuthi ngihlale emzini wami.
Wena uvele ukhulele ngaphi, wazosebenza ngaphi?
Mina ngikhulele eGweru, ngifunde eGweru, ngiqeda isikolo ngaba ngutitsha, ngafundisa eGweru eTonje. Ngase ngisuka-ke ngaya e-ZBC ngaba ngu-sub-editor presenter news.
Kule nhlelo ozenzayo ukuze ukhumbule ekhaya, njengobana vele batsho bathi nxa usuphakama susiya esibangeni saphezulu kumele ukhangele emuva, wena kule nhlelo ozenzayo ezokukhangela emuva lapho udabuka khona?
Inhlelo ziningi kakhulu ngoba lokhu ngile muli be-extended family ekhona abafuna indawo zokuhlala, kutho ukuthi ngiyabancedisa lalapho abahlala khona, abafuna ukwakha. Labafundayo labantwana abaningi abasezintandane embafundisayo. Phezulu kwalokho kulalaba abangasozihlobo zami. Njengotitsha ngapha ngithanda imfundo, sengithanda imfundo noma ngiyintathele izindaba, ngifundisa ngokokuthatha izindaba, ngifundise emakhiweni ngapha. Kodwa-ke isiqokoqela sendaba sami siphezulu kwendaba yomumo wezikolo zangekhaya. Yikho okungenza ngidinga amabhuku, ngibuthanisa amabhuku, ngithumeza ekhaya, kodwa ngithumeza kulabo bantwana abangalalutho abasendaweni ezikolo okungela amabhuku khona. Isifiso sami ngesokubona umntwana wonke waseZimbabwe ethola imfundo enhle enamabhuku njengalokho ukufunda esakwenza khona, kungala ukuthi umzali wakho ule mali kumbeni angelazalayo.
Unkosikazi Beatrice Sihle Khumalo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Bhilithane, ubekhuluma ecingweni loPrax Edis Jeremiah. Ukuma komumo weZimbabwe kuqhubeka kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bafohle bayephephela kwele South Africa. Kodwa iqiniso nanti, lamadlelo aluhlaza kulelo lizwe asesitsha, kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Ngokutsho kocwaningo olwenziwe zinhlanganiso ezibalisa eZimstart, World Bank kanye leUNICEF, ngo-2015 isilinganiso sabayanga endaweni ezinengwe lamaNdebeleni ezibalisa inkayi bese siphose sifike kukhulu ekukhulweni 96% kwezamabhizimusi. Enyangeni zisikhombisa zakuqala ngomnyaka ka-2016 bese kula mankampani edlula ikhulu avalileyo 236, kwengeza unani labangasebenziyo osokunakanelwa ukuthi liyedlula amachumi ayisishiyagalombili ekhulweni over 80%. Lobu bunzima obuqhubeka busanda ngo-2017 sebenze ukuthi iningi labeZimbabwe babe ngabazisebenzayo bethenga izinto kwele South Africa loba eBotswana bezothengisa eZimbabwe. Abanye ke bahle bakhetha ukuchapha umngcele besiyasebenza kwele South Africa. Labasele Zimbabwe labo iningi lithenga phose zonke izinto eziqakathekileyo empilweni kwele South Africa kumbe lithunyelwe izihlobo zazo ezisebenza khona. Imbiko ke esanda kuvela kwele South Africa ikhombisa ukuthi abeZimbabwe laba bangazithola sebephelelwe ngumphako. Umbiko wethulwe isiphathamandla sehofisi ezibalo kwele South Africa umnumzana Phalile Hohla ikhombisa ukuthi ingxenye yezalwane zakwele South Africa 55% bese bephila phansi kobuyanga ngo-2015.
The scale of poverty is not going to go away. Not tomorrow.
Ubuyanga lobu obukhulu abuyindawo, hatshi lamhlanje kumbe kusasa. Umbuzo omkhulu-ke ukuthi thina labantwabethu abazozalwa lamhlanje lakusasa bazayithola yini impilo elempumelelo.
Lokhu kubikwa kubangelwe ikungakhuli komnotho, ukukhwela kwenani labangasebenziyo, ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla nokudla, okuyizinto ezibalekelwe ngabaningi beZimbabwe asebephephela kwele South Africa kukho konke abakudingayo empilweni. Lokhu-ke kutsho ukuthi amadlelo oluhlaza alandwa ngabaningi kwele South Africa alakho kunyamalala. Abensundu yibo abathinteka kakhulu njengoba isilinganiso sabo esedlula amachuma yesithupha 64% ekhulwini beyibo abangabayanga. Okuzenza ngokukhwela kobuyanga impilo ibenzima kakhulu kwabeZimbabwe abakwele South Africa yikuthi izalwane zakwele South Africa ezedlula izigidi ezilichumi lesithupha 16 million abaphakathi kobuyanga baphiwa imali yosizo ngurhulumente, kanti limali ayiphiwa abangazalwa kwele South Africa. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Trinidad Chuma osebenza kwele South Africa uthi vele sebethwele amagabha avuzayo.
Yebo, ukunqobeka kwezomnotho kuyazwela kithi kakhulu. Njengoba sise-South Africa, imisebenzi esiyenzayo isikolisa imali engaphansi kuka-R5,000 ngenyanga. Okuphoqeleka ukuthi kube nzima for ukukhokha irenti, i-transport, lokudla, lokondla umndeni.
Kona vele ukoma komnotho wakwele South Africa sekubangele ukulahleka kwemisebenzi edlula izinkulungwane ezilikhulu lonyaka kuphela. Eminye yale misebenzi ngeminye ebikhange abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa. Lokhu sekwenze uhulumende wethula isinqumo sokuthi uzaqala ukuhlolisisa ukuthi amankampani akuleli ikakhulu kwezokudla lezokwakha ayawulandela yini umthetho othi kufanele iningi lezisebenzi zawo kube izizalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu sekusitsho njalo ukuthi baningi abeZimbabwe abangazithola sebengasasebenzi njengoba bebaningi okwedlulisa amalawulo emisebenzini yezokudla lezokwakha leminye. Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Theresia Ngulube uthi baningi abeZimbabwe abavele sebephelelwe ngumphako ngenxa yobunzima bempilo kwele South Africa.
Njengamanje vele sokuqalisile ukuthi abantu abaningi abangaphandle abatholakala beyibo abahlala emgwaqweni, kuyibo abacela incedo emarobothini, abenza imisebenzi engcolileyo esingathi maybe awoprostitution, human trafficking, into ezinjengazona lezi. So umnotho weSouth Africa ma usehla kanje uyasi-affecta kakhulu.
Omunye njalo weZimbabwe umnumzana Khaliphani Pugen uthi kusegcekeni ukuthi imisebenzi eminingi izaphela kungekudala.
MaZimbabweans mayephelwa ngumsebenzi kutsho ukuthi nasekhaya ogogo nabomama nabafowethu esibathumela bafunde leyo mali yoqala ukuphela. So uhlupho olula kahle kahle luhlupho oluzozwakala kakhulu eZimbabwe. Isikhathi sokuthi amaZimbabweans awaye ekhaya ayorejista akwazi ukuthi azifakele uhulumende wabo ozobhekana nenhlupho zabo ulungise inhlupho zabo.
Kusobala-ke ukuthi ukoma kwezinto nokwanda kobuyanga kwele South Africa kuzaphazamisa kakhulu impilo yabeZimbabwe abasebenza kuleli labasekhaya abathenga zonke izinto kuleli. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje yisililo esikhulu endlini ye-Highlanders lamhlanje kulandela ukunqotshwa kwaleli qembu yiCholocho FC nge-1-0 emdlalweni we-Kasilaga Premier Soccer League odlalwe lamhlanje enkundleni ye-Barber Fields. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umgadli uLucky Vundla nguyosehlele iqembu leCholocho ehlandla lakuqala elomdlalo selisiya emaphethelweni. Limpumela ijoko ba iqembu lezikolo zeJwane likhuphule inani lemiklomelo eselilayo laya kutshumi lambili, okulinani eliphethwe liqembu leBantu Rovers lona osekuyilwe eselijeke amanye amaqembu engalaneni ngoba lihlohlwe kaningi kuleCholocho. Umqeqeshi weqembu leCholocho uDarlington Dodo utshele intatheli izindaba zemidlalo ukuba uyathokoza ngokunqoba kweqembu lakhe, kodwa uqakathekileyo ukuba badlale kuhle la kwimidlalo yabo elandelayo. Nako elinye icele umqeqeshi weqembu layele mndazwe Errol Agbi ukhale ngokuthi akalabo abagadli abangalitshayela emambuleni ngoba abadlali bakhe amathuba bayawakhanda kodwa bayehluleka ukuwasebenzisa. Komunye umdlalo odlalwe namhla iqembu leCapes United linqobe leBlack Rhinos nge-2-1 emdlalweni ophuselwe esigodlweni iHarare. Limpumela idale ukuba abafana bemakebekebe baqanze bayehlala endaweni yeJumi engalaneni yemiklomelo bele miklomelo engama-27. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili kusasa lapho iqembu le-Omani elikhangelelwe ukudlala khona leli Dynamo senkundleni eBarber Fields. Loba nje kule mibiko ethi abadlali beqembu le-Omani bakhalala umsebenzi bekhonona ngokungatholi iholo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Bachayela ihlombe abafana beCholocho FC iziqholo zaseJwane. Kodwa akusalali ngabafana abancane mpela liziboys ezincane twati twati. Kodwa ke njengokusho kwami silishayela ihlombe abalandeli baleli qembu bengilakho ukulishayela ingoma kazinja ethi Cholocho FC ngeyethu, kodwa hayi asilasikhathi sizazama ukuliqhunsela yona. Kusasa komunye umdlalo iCapes United la sishayela ihlombe 2-1 ishaye iBlack Rhinos. Kwanele okwalamhlanje, mthokazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo vafuphatila matukandula.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau murimi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.